This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1337. Your priorities express your values, by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another one of our Sunday bonus episodes here on ORD. I'm your host, Greg Audino, but as per usual in our bonus episodes, I'm only here to introduce today's article, not read it. That's right, I have pulled this episode from Optimal Living Daily, our mother show that's hosted by Justin. It's a post that was originally shared over there, but it does have a lot of crossover with relationships, and I feel it would be a good read here on ORD, on top of the post that we already shared today, of course. So listen close, and if you like it, make sure you tune into OLD for more great posts. For now, though, I'm going to turn it over to Justin to read this article for you as we optimize your life.
Your priorities express your values, by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. I started the year with a mantra, more of what matters and less of what doesn't. As 2016 transitioned into 2017, I not only changed my blog name and domain to reinforce this intention, but I began to live with these exact words in mind. This mantra became the guiding force behind my life choices, the priorities I set, how I spent my money, how I spent my time. I gave myself boundaries. I said no more. I carefully considered if it was a need or a want. I lived with more wonder and curiosity, and life felt abundant a lot of the time. There were days that I felt gloomy and moments I'd fall out of this mindset, but I began to transform. I moved away from a place of anxiety and toward a space that was expansive. With this came a new confidence and feelings of worthiness, because not only did more of what matters apply to physical objects, time, and space, but is also intended for my thoughts. I had daily thoughts that were holding me back, limiting beliefs that kept me stuck, lies I told myself that ignited my fears. I feared being judged, so I kept to myself. I feared failure, so I didn't try to begin. I feared making a mistake, so I tiptoed around as carefully as I could. This year, I learned that judgments are only scary if you give them that power. Failure is a learning experience, so let's keep a tally of how many times I can do it. It'll be fun. And there's more beauty in living authentically and slipping up than hiding every part of you. This shift has poured into other areas of my life as I aligned with my soul's wants and needs. I've seen massive change in my ability to stay in the present moment. Beautiful moments are lived fully, but so are the mundane ones and the messy ones. There are still times that my mind begins to race and I wish to just get it over with, but those moments happen far less frequently than ever before. Whether I'm standing out in the cold waiting for Hank to sniff every corner of our yard or washing another dirty pan by hand or picking up another pair of Eric's socks from the bedroom floor, love you, I'm doing so with more purpose than before. I'm considering how wonderful it is to have a large fenced-in yard for my dogs and dogs in the first place who are so special to me, water running from my faucet and delicious food to prepare on the pan, and a wonderful husband who has the desire to regularly change his socks. And in practicing this, it becomes my natural thought process as I go about my day. And to me, that's gold. The more present in my life I feel, the more steadily it goes by. My days, weeks, months, they don't fly by. And I'm not watching the clock either, waiting for time to pass. I feel my time is adequate and deserved and spent wisely. There's no other way I'd rather live. This appreciation for the time I'm given allows me to more easily spend it doing what matters most. Whether I'm cuddling a little longer with my pups, or checking in on a friend to see how they are, or curling up on the couch for a nap. It's allowed me to give myself a break, to not be focused on the next thing, but to be focused on the thing that's right in front of me, the thing that matters to me right now and deserves my time and attention. I'll be honest, I sometimes spend 15 minutes each morning with my hand on my stomach to feel my baby move, and I don't regret any of it. I prioritize it. It's time to slow down and appreciate what we have, and show excitement for what's to come. And that means getting rid of the things that we don't have room for. Unsubscribe for emails that clutter your inbox. Tell someone no when you can't give it your all. Shift your perspective on an obligation so you can get more out of it. And it means letting in the most important things, like eating more pizza. But also give yourself permission to an afternoon walk. Spend 5 minutes in silence rather than flipping on the radio. Wear your favorite pants 2 days in a row. Give to others and expect nothing in return. Daydream, and then act as if it's true. Give yourself a compliment. It's not arrogant if it makes you smile. Share your life with those around you. They want to know what excites you and what you value. Watch your dog or baby sleep, and I dare you to find something negative to think following. You won't be able to do it. Fill your life, your thoughts, and each moment with what matters, and you'll be granted with more than you ever dreamed of. Take it from someone who just gave it a whirl over the past 350 days and has no plans of stopping. You just listened to the post titled "Your Priorities Express Your Values" by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com.
Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
And thank you to Katie. Being in control of our thoughts has been a recurring theme here, and I don't mind it personally because it's an important one that we need to hear over and over again to actually digest what this means and how to make that change in our daily lives. I'm happy she mentioned that her "More of What Matters" mantra applies to thoughts as much as it does to physical objects and time. If we fill our thoughts with more of what matters, our actions and emotions will follow, but it all starts with what's going on in our heads. Minutes, hours, days can be seen in completely different and better light if we can just take the time to practice changing our thought patterns. It's super powerful stuff. But that should do it for today. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Please do subscribe for free if you haven't already. That's how I can keep doing this for you. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.